This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, your humble host. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. And you have consciously and conspicuously tuned into the Joy of Living, brought to you through the magical, mystical, my magnificent platform called Internet Radio. And you are listening through K4HD.com to Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com, here in Venice Beach, California, the hippest, coolest place on the earth at this very moment, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And you have joined 263,788 other people who have tuned in consciously for one reason only, because you care about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. The only reason you're listening is because you know that on this show, the only reason we exist is because we're here to serve you, to enable you, Y-O-U, to become the best you possible. Because when you're the best you possible, you help create the world you want to live in. You create a more harmonious, beautiful, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant world. And that's the world you want to live in. So this show is only about you. It's called The Joy of Living, because that's where you want to live. So welcome to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. Every week we have at least 230,000 people and tens of thousands of people joining, because people are talking about the show, sharing the ideas of the show, and urging their friends and family to join the show. And you can find all about this show and all the information about this remarkable person that we have that's going to be working with us today. Again, all for one reason, for you, by going to BarryShore.com and downloading it, sharing it. Give me five. Everybody shared it five times. We have more than 1 million people sharing this particular episode, The Joy of Living. And we're going to be discussing again hitchhiking through the world and bringing fresh eyes upon the world. And we're going to be doing it with one of the greatest poets, hitchhikers, and soul-searching beings that's now walking the planet. When I say soul, I mean S-O-U-L. I mean S-O-L-E. And it's all for one reason only. For you. That's why we're here. So we have discussed many times in the past, and for the new people, the three fundamentals of life. And they are, number one, ta-da-da-da, life. Your life has purpose. Yes, it's true. Your life has purpose. And as a concomitant of that, you, therefore, can go mad. Now, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Go Make a Difference. Because when you live your life with purpose, you are making a difference just by being you. And part of the way of doing that is by learning the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. We use acronyms, the first letter of each word in a phrase, or the first part of the first letter of each word, to create positive, purposeful, powerful and pleasant insights, which help us in neuro-linguistic programming so that our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are all unified to bring out the best possible you. As a simple example, www. If you ask somebody, what does www stand for? Well, invariably, let's say it has to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that is correct. In the world of the joy of living, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a, of course, is a word, W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And a big tip of the hat to wonderful Louis Armstrong Satchmo for making that song go viral, touching tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people. WWW, what a wonderful world. And one of the greatest acronyms that you could ever learn, internalize, and use is SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, SMILE, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. How wonderful is that? People hear that, just hear the word smile and you're smiling. But when you understand what it means, seeing miracles in life every day, it changes your whole perspective, gives you fresh eyes to the world. And now, again, invariably I have new people especially send in emails and say, hey, come on, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours already and I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask, are you here? You're alive. Do you have water to drink? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have food? Do you have people you love? Do you have family? Do you have people to love you? Those are miracles. Think about it. Millions of people did not get up this morning. You did. You're here. That's a miracle. And to celebrate that, well, that's a wow. That's what people say. W-O-W, which is a great acronym. It stands for Words of Wisdom, because that's what happens when you internalize the idea of smile and while and W-W-W. And this wondrous word called create. Create. That's what you want to do. You want to create the world that you want to live in. Create is an acronym that stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. Because when you do that, you're building bridges. And when you share this show, and you don't want to miss a moment of it, and you do want to share it because you want to hear it again and again, and you want to share it because you want to give it to family, friends, and especially to people who you think aren't your friends or not your friends. It doesn't matter. Build a bridge, create harmony, and you're creating the world you want to live in. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that as we bring on our wonderful guest, who's going to help you become you, more of you, that I do use four-letter F-U word, and I use it frequently, and I use it liberally throughout the show. And one of the reasons I do is because it's fun. Oh, there it is right away, fun. F-U, capital N, capital N, fun. Now, people say, oh, come on, Mr. Shore, fun is spelled three letters, F-U-N. Not in my world. F-U, everybody. Capital N, capital N. Fun. So when you get off the show and you're talking to your family or your friends and you put a big smile on your face, remember what smile stands for, and you say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, fun. Because if you're not having fun, you can't get to the next level, which is joy. And then happiness, peace, and love. Now, the best route to doing that is by learning the two words that are most essential in life. When you use these words consciously and conscientiously at least five times a day, you are entering the realm of being a human. Because right now you're not, unless you're using these words at least five times a day, consciously and conscientiously. Two words. Now you probably even guessed them right away, but I'll tell you in case you didn't. Thank you. Thank you. THANK is a wonderful acronym that stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Kindness. As the Dalai Lama says and is written, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You just ordered a coffee for $4 and they didn't bring it to you. Thank you. You ordered a coffee, you paid $4 and they brought it to you. Thank you. You're going to a door and someone opens it up. Thank you. You're going to the door and nobody opens it up. Matter of fact, the person went through the door and let it slam behind them and didn't let it open for you. Thank you. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Thank you. You got up in the middle of the night, you stubbed your toe and you said, Thank you. When you begin to internalize the idea of being kind and understanding that everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And on that wonderful note, ta-da, kind, I'm going to ask our wondrous guest, whose name is beautiful and blessed, to come on and just say a quick hello to 263,789 people throughout the world. Then I'm going to introduce you, tell you more about him, and we're going to spend a bunch of time together because this person is going to be of benefit to you, which is what you care about. So, wonderful Neil Grace, I trust you're there in the wings, ready to listen and say a big hello to this worldwide audience of hundreds of thousands of people. Neil, give a big hello, please.
Yes, I am alive. I am here. Hello to everyone and everything. And we're going to unite and celebrate and cherish who we are. And we're going to discover great insights and revelations to awaken us to a higher realm and sphere of consciousness so that we can go out and be free and wild and wonderful.
Yeah, free and wild and wonderful. Now, I detected something wonderful, Neil, that I'm going to pause it because there's a little bit of a something there that sounds like an accent from a state in the far eastern part of the United States. Now, again, this is, remember, worldwide, so not everybody knows the geography of America like we Americans do. As a matter of fact, some of us don't. But I was raised in that state, and it sounds like you come from a part of that state called Massachusetts. Where were you raised, Neil Grace?
I was born and raised in Worcester, Massachusetts. You are precisely correct. And lived there for a good part, well, probably until I was 20 years old.
Okay, so I just want to tell everybody, one second. So I'm going to make fun of Neil, but in the most wonderful way. He comes from a town or a city called Worcester, everybody. It's called Worcester. But it's spelled W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. And you have to be a native of a place like Worcester to be able to call it Worcester, Worcester. Okay, thank you, Neil. I was born and raised in Dorchester, raised in Brookline, actually. But that's a whole other world. And it's a pleasure to have you, Neil Grace. So thank you for gracing us and enabling us to be able to have a wonderful way of looking at the world with fresh eyes. So before we go to a brief break in just a couple minutes, I'm going to tell people a little bit about you, just a tiny bit, to get them on the edge of their chair and salivating and saying, wow, I want to hear more because this guy's going to help me. Remember, people only care about themselves, and rightfully so, right, Neil? So let's just tell everybody, I'm going to give a brief. Neil Grace is, in addition to being a hitchhiker, which I happen to love because I've logged tens of thousands of miles as a hitchhiker, but he's a global traveler, and he's also not just a healer, which we'll talk about, he's an intuitive healer, not necessarily trained, but he's used his mind and his heart to be able to heal people. He's also very successful in business. He's a millionaire. He's also involved with personal growth workshops. He's published more than 2,500 poems. Some of them have actually been read. Not only that, sorry, Neil, published over 14 books, and he's written 2 opera librettos. So he loves to write and to express himself. He has a great breadth of experience, and he loves helping people tune in, as he said, to the wonders of life and the uniqueness of who you are. So with that introduction, let's do one quick minute to keep people on the edge of their seats, Neil. Let's talk about you and hitchhiking, because I'm a big fan of Hitchhiking Guide to the Galaxy. But you're going to tell us about Hitchhiking Guide to Life.
Yes, absolutely. I did. This was way back in the 70s when it was a lot safer and a lot more exploratory and adventurous. I hitchhiked about 10,000 miles all across North America, all the way from Southern California up to Alaska at one time, that were 1,500 miles of the Alaskan Highway was a dirt road. It was quite an adventure. I actually traveled around the world with a backpack, taking planes, buses, trains, and boats, and also hitchhiking. So I went to about 35 or 40 different countries. But I was definitely on a journey to see the world, to discover its mystery and its magic, and to find out basically who I was and how I could learn from the world so that I could help myself as well as helping others and contributing to creating a more beautiful, harmonious, and magical world for all of us.
Yeah, we love Neil Grace. So right after this brief pause by a great sponsor, we're going to come back and we're just going to explore together this amazing, wonderful being who is going to help us with the wonders of life. So stay tuned, stay in the edge of your seat, don't fall off. We'll be right back after this brief message. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Me, Barry Shore here, BarryShore, BarryShore.com. That's www.barryshore.com. And the www stands for What a Wonderful World. Do you ever get frustrated by traffic? Huh? Are you fully and supremely happy at work? Well, if you are, great. And if you're not, go to www.barryshore.com and download the 11 Strategies for Living in Joy daily. And it's free or your money back. Free or your money cheerfully refunded. Free. Go to barryshore.com. 11 Strategies for Living in Joy daily. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Good afternoon, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. Because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. It's a being that has been dubbed with the name Neil Grace. And isn't it interesting and wonderful that a person's name actually reflects that person? Because Neil in and of himself went about into the world not only to seek grace, but to be a channel for grace. So I'd like you to, let's have a nice discussion from you, wonderful Neil, of some of the places and people and things that you saw on your journey for self-empowerment and relationships, and how that can be of benefit to people listening.
Well, as a quick prelude, I want to say that wherever I went, and wherever anyone goes, even if they just go outside their home or their apartment or take a stroll down the street, they can learn about life. They can learn from anyone, including a homeless person. There's opportunities abounding everywhere that just permeates the world for opportunities for growth, understanding, and insight. But I did seek more exotic places to venture and to discover some amazing things to illuminate my life and to give me a greater understanding and comprehension of the world at large. I went to Thailand and Indonesia, Southeast Asia. I went to India and Nepal. I've been to Russia, the Middle East, and all through Europe and Central America, the Caribbean. I've been to 49 of the 50 states in the United States. And I've had some amazing adventures, things that I could never anticipate that were staggeringly extraordinary.
Okay, let's, on that note, because you are written opera librettos, on that note, give us one spine-chilling and yet eye-opening wonderful adventure.
I was actually in 1978 in August. It was in Delhi, New Delhi, India, with a friend. It was a very early morning, about 8 in the morning. It was sunny. It was very warm. Of course, it was summertime there.
In India, warm. Okay.
And we were languishing around some government buildings. Very nice place to see, architecturally beautiful places. And I'll never forget it. It's such a vivid memory for me, that I went around the corner and a nice young Indian man said hello and greeted us, proper salutation, namaste, and said, would you like to meet her? And I said, sure, who's her? He said, well, come with me. We walked maybe 30 feet, and shockingly, standing before us in a beautiful sari was Indira Gandhi.
Wait a minute. This is just everybody who doesn't know. When he says Indira Gandhi, so the name Gandhi itself is mystical and magical, and yes, she is a Gandhi, but she was not only that, she in herself was a remarkably statuesque being, and she became the prime minister of the subcontinent, the country called India, with over a billion people. And now Neil Grace is about to behold her.
Well, at the time, the country only had 600 million, but yes, she was one of the most prestigious, powerful, dynamic, graceful, spiritually evolved, cultural, brilliant woman in the world of the 20th century. And I went up to her, and she was very receptive, and she greeted me very warmly. She spoke beautiful English, and she asked me what I did. I said I was a poet and a world traveler and an adventurer, and she was extremely inquisitive, asking me all kinds of questions. And for 20 minutes or so, I engaged with her in the most stimulating, dynamic discussion. She asked me, tell me, how can I make the world a better place? What would you suggest? She asked me very profound, penetrating, thought-provoking questions, and I was so touched by her beauty and by her aliveness and her compassion and her sense of humanitarian values. And when it was over, there were some other people that were coming to gather around her because she was so famous, and these two French women started talking with her, and she spoke fluent French. And I was just astonished at how knowledgeable she was, but she was also equally as humble and gracious about everything. And it really touched my heart to be with such a powerful person, not so much because of her fame, but because of who she was. She was a very evolved, very caring, very compassionate human being. And it really broke my heart. About 3 or 4 years later, she was assassinated by one of her bodyguards because of a conflict in India, which I don't need to go into. But that was just one of the many unexpected and staggeringly unique experiences that I encountered in my sojourn around the world.
This is absolute. One second. Let me just interrupt only because I want people to just have a breath of how wondrously exhilarating the scene is that you just painted and pictured for us. So first of all, I say thank you to you, Neil, for that. Number two, by the way, we have dozens and dozens of questions up on the board here. People coming and saying, I'm paraphrasing probably 35 different people. This show is uplifting. It's been uplifting from the very beginning. And people writing that. A couple people saying, wait a minute, is hitchhiking actually legal these days? Or was it ever legal? And the answer is legal, yes. Would a sane person do it today? Unlikely. And there was a unique period of space and time when it was
This is almost 50 years ago.
Right, but I'm saying there was that space and time.
It was a different modality back then. Yeah.
Yeah. You not only could you do it, you were part of the flow of grace in the world, which again, using your name, Neil. So yes, it did. Hitchhiking was both a benefit to the people providing the ride and the people accepting the ride because there was a mutual understanding of sharing. And I just love what you said, Neil, just so you should know and people on the show know, I'm in the process of writing and finishing the book called 36 Words That Uplift the World, Transform the World, 36 Words. The four words that are part of these 36 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The four words, and you said them so beautifully, and this is why I say them again, that Indira Gandhi mentioned is, how can I help? When someone articulates that and pushes themselves into the position of service and understand, how can I help? This is, or could be, and should be, in my humble opinion, yours too, probably the mantra for everybody in every situation, whether you're sitting with your husband, wife, friend, not friend, in a kitchen or any place, how can I help? That makes a difference in the world. Well, that was so wonderful. Thank you. How about something that was a little bit hair-raising, Neil? How about something hair-raising?
Yes, I'll answer. I just want to just quickly comment and remark on when you say, how can I help? And if a person asks you that question, it doesn't mean that you have to have a world-changing, transforming solution. Even the smallest things contribute and add to the totality of the advancement of life on Earth. So the smallest suggestions, we all have great wisdom. We can tap into the potential reservoir containing endless wisdom. And even the smallest suggestions are potent, and they can serve the world. So I just want to
You're articulating beautifully, and the analogy that you use and others, and I hope that I'll say it correctly, if you have a drop of water from the ocean, the vast bodies of water around the world, that drop is the same as every drop in the whole ocean. So as Neil just said, it can be as simple as a smile, a brightening of the eyes, a word of encouragement. Everybody can go mad, go make a difference. So tell us, wonderful Neil, give us a hair-raising adventure that happened when you were traveling the world.
Well, this was quite a hair-raising unto itself. I actually was in the Kashmir in northern India and living on a houseboat for a while. And unfortunately, I drank untreated water. And consequently,
uh-oh,
I was very sick, and what happened is I ended up, jumping ahead, not going into all the minutiae. I ended up in Moscow, Russia, when it was a very severe communist regime controlling the nation, and I ended up in a hospital that was a prison hospital with bars in the window, and I couldn't escape, and I was deathly sick. I hadn't eaten in about a week, and I was extremely emaciated. And very few people at the hospital, the staff and the doctors, spoke English. And long story short, they wanted to do an operation on me on my liver because I had somehow contracted some extreme amoebic dysentery. And I didn't want that to happen. And a nurse befriended me while I was in the hospital bed, and she helped me to actually escape. As sick as I was, the prison hospital, and she brought me to her place in Moscow, and it was at night, and we had to hide around the corners of the streets because she would notice the KBG police walking the street, and she said if she got caught, she would be arrested. So it was very scary. It was kind of like a movie set. It was very palpable and believable, and yet it was surreal at the same time. Ultimately, she helped me to get out of there because at the time, all foreigners to Russia had to stay at one hotel, and they were tremendously, oppressively controlled by the communist regime, where they went and where they ate and everything. But I did get out of Russia, and I found it to be a fascinating culture and amazing things to learn. They were very intellectual, very scholarly, at least the people I met in Moscow. And I thank God I was okay. I recovered from my illness and went on to revive myself and resurrect myself and go out with unabashed enthusiasm to celebrate life all over again.
And we're happy to be hearing it decades later. And I just want to make mention to everybody, it's hard for people to believe what I'm about to tell them, but it is true. And I think you'll agree on this, Neil. Neil said, thank God that he was able to get out. You didn't and couldn't say that in the Soviet Union of the days of oppression. Matter of fact, even thinking it in some cases was not accepted and would cause you great difficulties and such. But let's move on to how about some more, heart-opening, eye-opening adventures in the world and in nature and spirituality and even in healing. Talk to us about how you became an intuitive healer.
Well, I think every single person possesses kind of a dormant potency of the ability to heal. We're all healers, and we sometimes forget this because we are so conditioned by the culture in which we live to remove the healing aspect from our lives and be much more cognitive and much more linear and much more analytical, and we lose our intuition. Well, ever since I was a child, somehow miraculously, I never lost my enthusiasm, my innocence, my love of life, and I always kind of removed myself as best I could from the conditioning process. Not that it's inherently wrong or bad, but to make sure that my authentic self was always empowered and that I could express myself and think independently of what others tell you, the culture, the language, the religions, all the things that bombard us from every direction, every way. So I got in touch with an ability within myself, which I also mentioned everyone has to some extent, to be able to heal myself through my awakening, through my awareness, through my illumination, the illumination that comes from the spirit. We're all spiritual beings housed in these incredible bodies. So I was able to do that and offer amazing insights to other people. I could actually look at another person. I do this with gracious humility. I could look at another person. I could see where that person's defense is blocking the energy and flow in his or her life. So I would give them an opportunity to look at that themselves, and they would be very appreciative. So healing is a natural thing. Also, healing is something that you can do very specifically. You can meditate, you can eat well, you can take herbs, you can go into nature to revive yourself and to rejuvenate who you are. You can pray, you can do so many things because life is such a miracle. We have no idea what a spectacular kaleidoscopic journey it is to be alive. And healing is something that we're doing all the time. Our bodies with 100 trillion cells are reforming and reshaping themselves all the time. They're healing our own, the inside of our bodies are being healed, and our spirit is being healed. And if we can tender our hearts and give love and joy and rejoice in who we are and celebrate and announce our presence to the world without encumbrance and without reticence, we can be as free and as wild and wonderful as we want to be. And that, too, is healing and aligning ourselves with the incredible mystery of life itself.
Very wondrously empowering and positive, purposeful, pleasant ideas, insights, and thoughts. So I just want to share with everybody, I think you might like this a lot, Neil. Health, good health. Health is a wonderful acronym. You ready for this, Neil? It stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness. That's health. Now, you as a healer, you know what you are? Helping everyone achieve loving energy remarkably. You're a healer. And what you said about life, life is the acronym that stands for living for eternity. Because as Neil just shared with us, we are a combination, a duality of soul and body. And when you enable the body and the soul to work its own wonder, then the channel of goodness opens up and the body will be healed by the soul. The soul is a song of unlimited love. That's what Neil does. He opens up those channels. Isn't that correct, Neil? And when you open up those channels of
love,
you become a healer. So I have 27 questions that are almost all the same. You answered it, but I'm going to say it again. They all revolve around the same idea. Can anyone be a healer? The simple answer that Neil is giving is, not only can anyone be a healer, I'm going to say this for you, Neil. Everyone is a healer. Isn't that correct, Neil?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we have so many untouched potential attributes as healers. We need to remind ourselves that we are the culmination of the cosmos, of the 13.5 billion years of evolving energy from the moment of the inception of the universe. We are the stuff of the universe. We are composed of all the ingredients that form the entire material universe. And the material universe is always transforming and always creating. It's creation itself. Untethered creation that is just exuberantly unfolding itself over and over again. And that same exuberance, that same energy, that same spark of life is within each person. Believe in yourself, have faith, trust in something that you can't necessarily comprehend cognitively. Trust in who you are. Trust in your ability to heal yourself. There's so many things that distract us and take us away from who we really are and our power and our inner light. The things, the darkness and the sinister energies in the world, we need to be these champions of positivity and of ourselves. And as we do so, it ripples out and impacts everyone else and everything around us. And it goes out indefinitely like a beautiful cadence, a dance of the magic and wonder of life.
It is the song of life. And as we used to sing, you are the crown of creation. Neil, STAR is a great acronym. It stands for Sunshine Transformed and Reformatted, because we are all the stuff of sunshine. We are all stars, as you just said. This is wonderful. I want to go to something that, in terms of your music, your song, your dance, you beautiful spiritual being, that you now reside in this very interesting and also magical place that we call Marin County in Northern California, on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge and the other side of San Francisco. But you also gave a performance in a wonderful place, which is aptly named, called Grace Cathedral. Give us just a couple minutes of what you did when you entered into your own namesake, Grace Cathedral.
Well, I had befriended one of the world's greatest baritone opera singers, Lucas Meacham, and he agreed to do a performance at Grace Cathedral with me reciting poetry and other musicians performing, and it was a very beautiful, beautiful, serene, voluminous cathedral. I don't know if people have been there, but it's incredible, and the interior is just exquisite, and the acoustics are remarkable, and we put on a beautiful celebration. He sang, you can actually go to hear him on YouTube, and you can also go to my website, neal grace.com, to see some videos of the performance, which was just absolutely gorgeous. They have beautiful stained glass windows. So it was, again, the whole performance, the content of the event was about celebrating life, honoring who you are, honoring all life, finding the sanctity and the spirituality in everything that exists in the world, every animal, including a worm, an elephant, a bird, every tree, every flower, every person. And it's really incumbent upon all of us to work at making the effort at trying to make the world a better place for all of us.
And that is exactly what we're doing today on The Joy of Living. And you tuned in consciously and conscientiously to this show because you know that it's all for you. As Neil is discussing, all of this is just for you. And you don't want to miss a minute. And if you do, you want to go back, you want to listen again several times, and you want to share this, just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. All the information about Neil Grace and all the things we've been discussing about will be there under one roof. Go to barryshore.com. We're going to come back right after this very short break, and we're going to have more of wondrous being, that singing, dancing bodhisattva, Neil Grace. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live and enjoy daily. Just go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back. Absolutely free, or your money back. Go to barryshore.com, www, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes. Bye now. Day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, good is a wonderful word, G-O-O-D. And you can do something fun with this. Ready? Let's remember that F-U word, F-U-N-N, everybody. You can clip that second O, make a little notch there, and now you can extend that O by... and it becomes an L. So good turns into gold. And that's what we have in the body of this amazing being, Neil Grace, who is gracing us with thoughts, words, ideas, painted pictures of serenity, optimism, abundance, and the joyful life. Welcome back, wonderful Neil. I'm going to ask you, as a published author of over 2,500 poems and 14 books, please, first after I say to you, F you, wonderful Neil, would you be kind enough to recite a poem for us?
Well, I could recite one. I don't have any of my books with me, but I could actually speak a poetic statement extemporaneously. I'll do it spontaneously.
It's your choice, and as I said, F you, wonderful Neil, so let's have fun.
As I sit by the water's edge and listen to the soft murmurs of the waves lapping against and caressing the sand, I realize there is no time. There is only this moment to rejoice and to celebrate. And I am connected to all things in the sublime dance of life. And the sun that shines, and the earth that spins, and the stars that glimmer and twinkle, and the creatures that live and breathe and change and transform are all part of this designed masterpiece called existence.
I am saying the following to you, Neil. You ready?
I sure am.
Beautiful. Touching, loving, and laughing, smiling, inducing. That was absolutely not just fun, but I could feel it, I could taste it, I could smell it. Thank you for that. You hear me? Thank you.
That's what we, yes, you're welcome. Thank you. That's why we have senses. Senses, open the portals of your senses wide and let life just stream through and fill you with the rapture of what it is. Fill you with the exquisite sounds and the music and the tastes and the smells, and then you will know what it is to be at one with the Lord of existence.
And all wrapped up in one word, in my humble opinion, which three letters, and the middle letter is O. And the word is joy.
And let that echo throughout eternity.
And it does. By the way, this is wonderful what you're just saying. Neil knows this because he lives it. Not everybody knows it, but we're sharing it with you because you want to be the best you possible. When you articulate something, anything, it's going to live in eternity. So therefore, choose to articulate things, ideas, words, song that are beautiful, purposeful,
yes,
positive,
and also
pleasant.
Right. And also make sure that what you think privately, silently in your head, that you are fostering and infusing your mind with good thoughts. And it doesn't mean that you need to go through the world being oblivious to what is happening on the darker side of life. It means that you will be the conductor of an orchestra that is going to play the music of your soul, which will always harmonize with everything. You will become more aware and more in touch with the truth of who you are, and let yourself be so authentically expressive that nothing can denigrate it or harm it.
Or in any way diminish the light that you bring forth into the world. Wonderful, Neil. Grace. Grace upon you, upon us, for having us together today. And again, I urge everybody, listen again and share this with at least 5 people. Because when you do that, especially, by the way, yes, you're going to share with friends, you're going to share with family, share this with people who you think are not your friends, who you think you don't like. Because when you do share this, you're going to build a bridge. You build a bridge of harmony and peace. You are now doing, as Neil is helping us understand, you are creating the unlimited, unbounded life of living in love. When you do that, love stands for living on vibrant energy. I'm going to ask you, wonderful Neil, to share with us 1 minute, 1.5 minutes before we have to adjourn this particular segment of our lives together. Give us a good 80, 90 seconds of insight into something that's moving you at this very moment.
Absolutely. I'll be very succinct. I just want to remind people that my book, Fresh Eyes Upon the World, is available on Amazon Books. And it is a tremendously powerful guide to healing and awakening and finding the celebration of life itself. What the insight that I want to offer, you can also follow me on Facebook.
Right, but Neil, they're going to have all that. You don't have to mention it. They're going to have all that. They go one place.
Okay.
They go to BarryShore.com. Right. They get everything. Focus on giving
Yes. So my insight, I think one of the most important things we need to do as human beings is we need to reinvent, reestablish humanitarian core values and how we conduct ourselves from moment to moment and how we live. We need to absolutely instill gratitude in our lives. Be grateful, not hateful. Be not bitter or vindictive. Be happy, be thrilled, be enthralled, like a little child discovering something for the very first time. It is so important that we take these techniques, we take these concepts, and we refine them so that they become automatic in our beings. They become the very template of who we are. They become
essence.
The foundation.
Thank you. Thank you.
The essence of how we live and how we comport ourselves moment to moment. And by doing so, we will be so alive and vibrant, like you said, and so free that nothing can really trample us or drag us down into the dungeon of despair.
Absolutely wonderful. Neil, on that great note, as we know in the world, there is no amount of darkness that can extinguish one candle. And yet one candle
right.
can push aside so much darkness. So on this note, we're going to finish up with this. Just a quick recap. Everybody remember, you're here because you want to know the more about and be the best you possible. WWW, what a wonderful world when you smile. What a smile seeing miracles in life every day. And then you create the world you want to live in. Create, causing rethinking, as Neil told us. Rethinking, enabling all to excel. And say thank you. Gratitude, thank you, 5 times, consciously, conscientious every day, to harmonize and network kindness. And put a smile on your face and say, F you, but add that NN right away. Fun, because when you're on the road with fun, you can enter into the world of joy, happiness, peace, and love. And we wish you all to remarkably understand that it's in your ability to choose. Because choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Life has a purpose. Go mad. Go make a difference in the smallest way, the biggest way. It doesn't matter. Unlock the secrets and the powers of everyday words and terms. Go to BarryShore.com and you have access to everything that Neil is talking about and more. And our blessing to you is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. See you soon. Bye.